come on then, how was that compared to Friday?
It was a different challenge. It was a different game. Obviously, still another disappointing result. I feel I've learned a lot personally from the last two games. Learned a lot about international football and what it's about. And I'll take a lot back to my club with me. I think I've learned a tremendous lot, and it's about it. And it's where I want to be playing week in, week out. It's given me even more drive to go back to my club and keep performing well week in, week out, because I'm desperate to be involved in the next squad and get to Brazil.
Do you feel you've shown that you can play at this international level? You have it in you?
I hope so. It doesn't help with the disappointing results, but I felt tonight we imposed ourselves a lot better on the game, and I felt we were unlucky to go in 1-0 down. We had a couple of chances and it just didn't quite fall for us in and around the box, and we conceded a disappointing goal. We knew before the game that they were strong set pieces, they're a big team, so yeah, that was disappointing.
I was wondering, watching on the pitch when you were singing the national anthem lined up against Germany at Wembley, I thought, blimey, for a young English footballer, that's just about it. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, especially walking out in front of a packed Wembley. Is what I've dreamt of my whole life, and to get obviously two caps here at Wembley against two tough oppositions is a very proud moment for my family and I. But I don't want that to be it. I want there to be more. And as I said, apart from disappointing results, I will take a lot back with me. It's been a pleasure training and working with these top players day in, day out. And I feel I can maybe take a lot back with me and impose it on Southampton and hopefully keep playing well. And so we've got a tough game at the weekend, so I'm thoroughly looking forward to that.
It's a long period now to keep yourself there ready for Denmark's next game in March. Yeah. So now I guess it's all about Saints and what you do for them.
It is. I said we've got a busy December coming up, so I'm happy that I'm fully fit, and I'm just really looking forward to getting in amongst it at the weekend at the Emirates.